Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Miami Heat, they're offering fans value deals, like a $60 pizza deal, four pizzas, chips, and waters, and a $40 hot dog deal, four hot dogs, popcorns, and drinks, grab-and-go stands in the 400 level. They also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets, a souvenir cup, fruit snacks, and a silicone bracelet. For more information on food and beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Heat are back at home on Friday for an NBA Cup game with the Hornets. We like to call them the Pick Stealers. You know what you did!
You think it'll just go away, or will they actually try to do something to...
I think the Heat are going to try. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but they got time. You know, like it's a 20, it's a 27, 20, or 28 pick. So it's not like they don't got time. They got time for that whole deal.
You know? We definitely never do business with them again, right?
No, they're dead to me.
Okay. All right. I was just, you know.
I mean, if they called up Brandon Miller, you know, maybe he gets disgruntled.
I've been going at LaMelo. It with Dade South.
Hmm?
Dave South, you know, he likes to bring up old stuff. He said, can't keep the meat next to the Snickers.
You said so, that's what you said.
And
I'm not a fan of meat next to my Snickers.
I was born that way. I didn't have a say in where the Snickers was located.
Point for three. So yesterday, the Dolphins did not trade anybody else. It was a quiet deadline.
Let's just say this. Here is a great indication of how good the talent is on your team. If you tried to have a fire sale of everybody on your team, and the best you could get was to pay $5 million to get a third-round pick. What does that say about your team? Let's just start there. Because the Jets ended up with three first-round picks.
They did.
And they probably, if they would have kept going, they could have got five or six.
If they would have traded like Garrett Wilson, maybe.
Right, right. So I'm just saying. So when I asked you before, right, like who wants anybody on this team?
Right. Well, you said who the guys were, but they're too young. They don't want to trade them.
Right. I understand.
You know?
So for everybody saying have a fire sale, you're going to have a fire sale anyway. But it ain't going to be by trade because nobody want them.
Did you enjoy yesterday, Vlad, your team blown it to smithereens?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. We weren't going to win. The season was already done.
Yep.
They got their win, so they got their win. Cool. It's a new regime. If it's a new regime, you want your own people. You want your own guys. So, unfortunately, the best players on the team was from a previous regime. And you were able to get two first-round picks for a cornerback. And you got a second-round pick dish in next year's draft, a first-round pick that can be whatever the best position is. Because it's either Green Bay's or Dallas's first-round pick. So whichever one is the better.
Who's got the worst record out of the Micah Parsons trade?
And then you got 5 first round picks in the next 2 years and 3 seconds.
So Vlad, my question would be this, and I'm always torn when it comes to trading, you know, your young talent, because both of those guys are relatively young, right?
I mean, Q was about, well, Q's
like 27, 26.
Quinnen is 28, and I think Sauce might be 24, 25.
Right. So still under 30. And D Lyman, you can play until he's 35, and Calais is playing until he's 40. So, but you're going to get first-round picks, and you're getting rewarded for your talent. You're getting compensated. At what point do you come to the realization that even with all the first-round picks I get, I'm not going to be able to get another one of those guys, and you decide to keep them? I don't know what the right thing is, because if you need to fill so many holes.
There's no right answer, Leroy, because even as great as those guys were, you still were losing.
Right.
So it's but you weren't even close to winning. So even if
are they considered cornerstones to build around? Because they say, look,
we did that.
I guess if Quinnen was a pass rusher,
it would be different. We've done that. At least in Quinnen's time, we've done that. Because you got to understand, you had the Robert Saleh. Then you tried the big, you know, you developed those players. Everybody see how talented you are. So they thought, hey, getting a veteran quarterback with an arm would be able to get you over the top. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So then you got to, there's only 3 things you could do in the NFL, okay? When you're the champion, you repeat. When you're the contenders, you rebuild. I mean, you reload, and when you're bad, you rebuild. That's it. There's only three things. Repeat, reload, rebuild.
And they kept more of their guys, too. Like, this is the problem when, like, if the Dolphins aren't necessarily in the same situation, even though their records are really close, because the Dolphins are still kind of on this remnants of their build not working. When the Jets got rid of Aaron Rodgers, they kind of called it on that build already. You know, so they were.
The problem is the Dolphins don't have anything to compare to Quinnen Williams, Sauce Gardner, and Garrett Wilson. And so when you think about that, for the Jets, I understand why they did it, because they got they're set up for the next couple of years.
Who, the Jets?
Depending on the decisions that they make.
What's it's supposed to be a good defensive draft in 26 and 27, supposed to be like one of the greatest offensive drafts ever. With you have the kid from Ohio State, you have Corley, you have kids here that's going to be available for the draft,
right?
So
right.
You know, and then you have all the quarterbacks, so you can get your quarterback in this year's draft, or you have the assets to make a trade for a veteran quarterback who might not be in a happy situation. I like the way things are moving, because they're following the Lions' blueprint.
Do you need to at this juncture, looking at the way football has gone, do you need to trade for a quarterback? Do you need to waste assets for a quarterback when you see all these quarterbacks that, when you look at Sam Darnold, you look at Daniel Jones, you look at Baker Mayfield, they've all been picked up. Without having to give up assets.
The Jets have a real unique talent of, no matter how they get their quarterback, it feels like it's going to fail.
It's going to fail.
They tried that with Aaron Rodgers. They tried that with Justin Fields. They tried drafting 1 number 2 overall twice, and it's not gone fantastic for them in any method. They've tried them all.
Most success with doing that was Brett Favre?
No, the most success – what do you mean?
Trading for a quarterback?
No, Stafford.
You mean with the Jets?
Oh, you talking about the Jets? I guess so. I mean, was it really a trade? I mean, Green Bay wasn't just going to bring Brett back. You know what I'm saying? So
he needed. No, I got you. Same thing with Aaron Donald. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, though.
Right. So I mean, he probably could have gone to other teams, but
it's gonna be interesting to see how like Mike McDaniel handles all this, because it's like, who does he? I guess the thing that probably surprised Dolphins is like the message that came from them firing Chris Greer, who, by the way, deserved to get fired, or part mutually. I apologize. They move on from him because the idea was, oh, he wasn't active in making trades. They wanted a guy. And it's like, well, he didn't really do anything, you know?
Well, which is here's the problem. In order to be active, either trading or getting trades, you have to have assets and you have to have guys who people want. And more of an indictment on Chris Greer is that if you look at this roster, there's only maybe one or two guys that teams would trade for, and none of them would garner a first-round pick. And that in itself shows you, regardless of what you think your talent is on your team, that's what the rest of the league thinks the talent is.
They're not a talented team. I mean, like, that's the thing that's
right.
Anything that you maybe thought was going to piece together has gotten hurt or banged up. And so it's been rough. It's been a rough year. You just feel like stuck out to sea with no way of getting back home.
Even if they didn't trade for anybody, wouldn't it have been nice to hear a couple of your players in the conversation, and the Dolphins just saying, no, we're going to build around them or something like that. Just a conversation about some of your players.
I guess this is what they did with Jaylen Waddle. Like, it sounded like people were in on Jaylen Waddle, but the Dolphins were firm on getting at least a first-round pick plus more to trade for him.
They're not getting no first-round pick for no Jaylen
Waddle. I don't know. I mean, maybe they would have gotten one, but they probably wanted one and a pick. They probably wanted what the Quinnen Williams went for. You know, that's probably, I'm guessing, what the asking price was. And by the way, Stephen Ross loves doing the Waddle. Like, let's not forget.
There's more. I would say this. There's more teams that would have probably been willing to do that for Jaylen Waddle than Quinnen Williams, because there's a lot of teams out there that don't have speed outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that would kind of fit with that. But it also has to be a team that feels that they're in the hunt. And so that kind of narrows that down a little bit. And when you think about all the teams that are competing right now, they all kind of have one of those guys.
I think the other thing too with the Waddle is, like, you know, if they don't feel like the deals are there now, he's obviously got a year where there's no other targets on this team. You could probably beef his numbers up pretty good and you could flip him in the offseason and still.
True.
You know, that's probably the way you could go with that. It's not like there's this urgency to trade him.
So if you flip Waddle,
mm-hmm.
you're leaving Tua and nothing.
If Tua's even here, dude, yeah.
You're going to have
He's going
to
be here
He's
next
gonna
year.
He's going to be there next year.
We'll see.
That's a 99. Dude, fam, 99.
I'm aware of what the money is, but like we're seeing teams right now. This just happened with the Cardinals right now. The Cardinals have just benched Kyler Murray.
No. They did not bench.
He's hurt.
Bull bleep. The guy was on radio yesterday, and he was asked if he's healthy, would you have stuck with this? And he said, yes. He's sticking with Jacoby Brissett.
But
that stuff that's come out about Kyler Murray is very convenient, that he's got more time to heal. He was sticking with Brissett as the starter.
He said, well, listen, first of all, he said Monday night after the game that when Murray's healthy, he would be the starter. Now, if you come to find out that Murray's not going to be healthy at any time, he's small, that he's not going to – that he needs more time to heal – then guess what? You're winning with – by the way, you're not winning.
He went on Afternoon Drive yesterday, and he was asked, if Kyler Murray was healthy, would you have stuck with what you're doing? He goes, I got to be honest, that's a hypothetical you're throwing at me, but I like how things are going right now.
Okay, that's a hypothetical.
He is rats off a ship on Kyler Murray. He wants to go with Jacoby Brissett.
Which says a lot. And not a lot.
It does.
At the same time.
And that's the
you
guy
said,
I don't want
you
to be
traded
for.
You said volumes and you said nothing at the same time.
Dude, I'm telling you. Like, they're rats off a ship on them. They're you know, done.
They're done with Fortnite. Like, you got a quarterback who the only guy that actually wanted him is not coaching your team anymore.
Kyler for two, it might happen, Schmeathen.
No.
I like Kyler Murray. He's fun.
I knew it. It's so easy. No. It is so easy to get you, man.
No.
It's so
you wouldn't want to just try it. Just try it out. Maybe a new situation.
No, that's like
a faster, shorter person.
Got a real chooch on him.
He's got an arm.
You think Tua can't see?
He can't see, but he's got an arm.
He's got an arm, and he can move.
He does have an arm,
and he can move.
He got a rocket, but no. Absolutely yep. not.
Like I'd he is. Kind he's of mobile.
Into it. I'd be into it.
He's mobile.
No.
Just like, try it out. Think, take it for a spin.
Here's the thing. What does that fix?
Nothing. But we're sunk anyway. Let's try something new. Fixes nothing.
And wait. And you do realize that Tua, you can get rid of Tua quicker than you would be able to get rid of Kyler Murray.
What do you mean? Like a market-wise?
No, contract-wise.
I don't know.
No, Kyler Murray's contract's about to end too.
I don't know.
No, they
put up some chunky numbers on TV that he's got.
Yeah.
Let me check.
They owe him $135.
But I'm saying, like, if this keeps going and the Dolphins end up, like, there's this hope I think the Dolphins have and they're putting out there that Stephen Ross is like, go win as many games as you can, Mike. And he's like, you got it, Mr. Ross. It's like, your team's not, they're not going to win that many more games. They're not going to turn this around. This isn't going to get better. And I just, like, the cavalry is like, has anybody heard about the offensive line? Are any of them coming back? Achilles boy, Austin Jackson, Eichenberg, any Ooh. Of them? Are any of them coming back? Wait, no. So, like, what is this big turnaround we're all hoping for that's going to be there for the Dolphins? Darren Waller, did he come back anytime soon? By my count, was he at three more games he's got to miss? So, yeah. Where is this team getting improvement that everybody all of a sudden thinks, oh, they're gonna turn it around?
And here's the kicker. If they all returned from the offensive line, that ain't been the problem. The problem has been that hideous play calling.
Oof.
So I don't know if that's because of the offensive line or not, but that seems to be a bigger problem than who's playing. Because, I mean, Tua's had some sacks, but he ain't been sacked like he was last year. And that's when a lot of those guys were healthy. So
that's why he's got cornerstone Patrick Paul there.
I just think if you're going to go that route, quarterback route, I would rather you get a young quarterback and have him sit for a year and just take your lumps.
Well, all right. So Kyler Murray signed a 5-year extension in 2023. There is a club option after 2027.
So this year, next year, and then the club option after the following year.
But yeah, the contract runs to 2028. But
there's no
cap.
And you can get out of Tua's contract after next year. So you would be signing for basically two more years.
You can the team can cut or trade Murray after the 2027 season with no
Two more years.
With a money dead cap, as all guaranteed money will have been paid out by then. But right. You haven't finished paying out all the Tua's. Have you finished paying all the Tua's guaranteed money?
After next year. So you got 1 year less. So that ain't worth the $50 million that you're going to pay another little quarterback to hope it sticks. Right? No, it's not worth it. You can draft a quarterback and be done after next year.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Just a regular old second hour's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.